102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock double shot Thursday. It is two from the police, Roger and JP. It's 6:16, sunny and 80 today. It's looking pretty good. So Clint Eastwood did a pretty long interview. I couldn't stop reading it yesterday with his son, Scott, and had some great quotes in it, among other things, about how he doesn't, everybody should just, you know, if you're a little offended by something, just shut up and get over it and move on.
Right.
That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
And he called this younger generation the pussy generation.
Love it. That's great.
And so he says he likes to be in charge of the anti-the pussy generation.
Right. What else was in the interview? Like, how deep did he go into it?
Really a lot about making movies and stuff and about him. And, you know, there's been women over the years, and he's just, you know, lay back and be cool is what he tells his son, because they'll come to you because you're an actor, right, and you're a good-looking guy. Otherwise, you get your life too complicated, he says.
Do you ever think Clint Eastwood shaved his balls? I'm betting against it. You want me to what?
Ever?
You want me to what? Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Do you understand who I am?
Take them the way they are.
Yeah. You put these balls on your chin and you deal with it. I'm Clint Eastwood. No, get off my lawn.
He was so great.
I was trying to think of like a starting fight. Obviously, Clint Eastwood is like one of the last bastion of men's men, mm-hmm, in Hollywood. In Hollywood. Like, are there even five left? Because at first, I was thinking about, you know, it would have been him. It would have been Kirk Douglas.
Mm.
Not Michael Douglas, right, but Kirk Douglas.
Right. He used to be a man's man.
Right. But he's still alive.
Yeah.
Like, the real man. And then I was like, you know what? De Niro. But, like, then I'm like, De Niro's done, like, some really dumb stuff. Like
he's also very PC. I don't know if he's
now.
I don't know if he's so much a man's man. Like, is Pacino in there too?
I'm going to write him down.
Pacino is maybe
the five is going to be difficult, I think, and it doesn't have to be in all the old timers. Like, I think you can put Jason Statham in there.
Yeah.
What about George Clooney?
Isn't he too pretty? I'm going to write him down. I get it. I totally get it. He's that leading man. The ladies love him and that kind of thing. But I feel like...
But is he a man's man?
He's a ladies' man.
I don't know if he's a man's man.
So we're trying to get the starting five, if you can help us, 955-WBAB, the starting five remaining man's men in Hollywood. So I'm going to put Eastwood, Kirk Douglas, Jason Statham. I'm going to write down Pacino and...
De Niro. Like, is Arnold Schwarzenegger a man's man? He's done, like, the cool movies.
You know what? Schwarzenegger.
Stallone.
Yeah. And it's hard to find the new guys that would fit in there, too. Younger guys.
Vin Diesel, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm going to write him down. What the hell? The Rock?
The Rock's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. 955-WBAB, if you guys can think of anybody, either who's the classic man's man or a newer guy who fits the category. I think it's less and less as we go on. 6:23, Roger and JP on BAB. We were just talking about Clint Eastwood. An interview that came out was great with him. I tweeted it yesterday, him and his son, talking about how things have changed. And Clint Eastwood is just no BS. This is the way it is. Get over yourself and go through your life and, you know, live your life. And so we're talking about the last of the man's men, the man's man. How many of these are left in Hollywood? Who are the classic guys and who are the guys now who might be that kind of guy?
The exact quote from Clint was, "Political correctness has led to the pussy generation." That's the best.
955-WBAB.
That's the best.
Guys like Clint and Arnold Schwarzenegger are still around. And then, of course, who are some of the other guys who are real man's men?
So far, we have Eastwood, Kirk Douglas, Jason Statham, Robert De Niro, Pacino, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Diesel, The Rock, and that's what we have so far.
All right, we'll get so this is the big list we're making. We'll try to get it down to the starting five. You got one? Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to give you a name for your list.
Good.
James Caan.
Ooh,
James Caan is good.
That guy is a cool dude.
I love that dude.
Yeah.
he's done one stupid movie, you know, Elf, but for the most part, I think he's amazing.
Everybody's done some stupid movies,
right? I mean,
but that guy's just and he's not even the glitzy Hollywood star. He's a little underneath, like where Stallone and Arnold are. So he's like, I don't know. I feel like he's cooler that way.
I've heard him do interviews. He's like a Jewish gangster.
Yeah, he fits that bill.
Dude, he's a badass man.
Good job.
That's a good call. I don't know if we'll make the five, but that's a good call.
Even the way he carries himself, dude, and stuff, he's like a square block.
When he beat the piss out of Carlo in The Godfather, it's great. Hits him with the garbage pail and then keeps kicking him.
You got more guys who are, he's just a man's man.
You touch my sister again, I'll kill you.
955-WBAB. Roger and JP is 629. We're in the middle of trying to figure out a starting five man's men. The guys who are still around who are actually a man's man when you look at him. It could be classic, like Clint Eastwood started the discussion because of the interview he did. But who else is still around that fits that category, and who are some of the new guys? We're making the big list now, then we'll narrow it down to five. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Anthony from Shirley. Listen, I got two guys for you. Of course, you got to include Chuck Norris. You have to.
Chuck Norris.
Just because he's Chuck Norris.
Classic.
And the other one, I know he hasn't done a movie in a while. What about Jack Palance?
He's dead. Yeah.
Because I would have said Steve McQueen, but he's dead.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. They got to still be alive.
Yeah, neither one of them really done a movie in a while.
And I just got a message on Facebook for Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, that's good.
He's a lock.
Yeah, Nicholson's great.
I think he's a lock, right?
Never waste an erection.
No, never trust a fart. And never waste a heart.
Hold on, that's
what was it? Never waste a heart on, never trust a fart, something like that? Oh, that's another good one. I just got on Facebook. Steven Seagal. Really?
I used to be a fan of his, maybe... When his
it's
movies,
not about whether you're a fan.
Death, where that, I feel like he's totally fallen out of the man's man category. Completely.
I think
all
you deserve...
his politically correct, environmental, spewing, whatever. Okay, I mean, listen. I'm all for the environment, but the way he does it, not a man's man. Clint would laugh at him.
Listen, admit that he's in the... He's, I'm not saying he's going to make the five, but nope. Admit he belongs in the discussion.
Just for his martial arts.
Jean-Claude Van Damme in that same category?
That's fine. Van Damme.
We're trying to figure out the list of the people who, guys who were left who are really a man's man. Clint Eastwood did a great interview. He continues to be maybe the king of this.
It's got to be Hollywood, and they have to still be alive.
955-WBAB. I have one. I got to ask you guys. It might be a little controversial, but go ahead. See which one. What one have you got? Go ahead.
How about Sean Connery?
Absolutely.
Tough guy, smooth guy.
Just got another message on Facebook for Robert Duvall. Does he have a shot?
No.
I don't know about Robert Duvall.
Not against a lot of the names we've said so far.
You know what I'm noticing? Like, we got Eastwood, Kirk Douglas, Jamie Caan, Jack Nicholson, Chuck Norris. Those guys are like old school badasses, not action hero badasses. No. And then the other guys we have on here are some of the newer ones.
Right.
You know,
like The Rock.
And with The Rock.
And Statham.
Jason Statham, yeah. Vin Diesel. Like, those guys are just because they literally just beat people up in every movie.
Right.
You know, like, Jack Nicholson isn't beating anybody up in any movie, but yet, when it comes to being a man's man, Nicholson's a guy. And I think it's all just in his voice.
Yeah. Also, he seems to be the whole, he's a ladies' man. There's something just cool about Nicholson.
Nicholson's like a quiet thunder.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know? He's pretty smooth. How about Matt Damon?
No.
Why?
Because
there's a great argument for him with the Bourne movies he's done and the new one coming out and Departed. I mean, he's done cool movies, played great roles. What's he missing?
If you're putting him in, you got to put Wahlberg in too, and I don't think I'm ready to make that argument.
He's a ladies man.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. Mm. If you're going to use Departed as an example, I would put Mark Wahlberg in.
Yeah, but Wahlberg.
Are we really going to hold on?
He's not as big a star as Matt Damon.
Before we even move forward, are we even putting Matt Damon in the same conversation with Jack Nicholson?
Well, this is the problem with the newer guys.
That's why I'm saying I don't think the newer guys.
And that's why I'm wondering if any of them will make it.
I don't think they will. I really don't. I don't think they will. I think this list, the last five, and we'll get to it in a little while.
I think Damon might be as close as you get, honestly.
So here's what we have. I think you're wrong. I think. Matt Damon. Who am I Jason Statham or Matt Damon? I'm going Statham.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are, too.
Yeah, if Damon's a much bigger star, though. But
so I'm going...
same quality ladies, man.
Eastwood, Kirk Douglas, Jason Statham, Robert De Niro, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Vin Diesel, The Rock, Jack Nicholson, Chuck Norris, James Caan. I have Clooney in here, but I'm taking them off.
I'll tell you what. I think The Rock's going to have a hard time getting in this list, and he's pretty good. He's really good.
Sean Connery, Al Pacino, Robert Redford, Robert Duvall, Van Damme, and Steven Seagal. That's what we have so far. We'll take another couple, and then we'll get this thing out to five.
Might not even make it. Look at those names.
No,
it's crazy.
Because I think knowing our audience, they're going to lead. They're going to lean old school.
All right, we're trying to knock it down to the starting five. Guys who are just a man's man. One, we're just talking about who's left, who's a real man's man in Hollywood. Clint Eastwood started the discussion because he did a great interview. Tweeted it yesterday. You can check it out. It's everywhere, him and his son.
My question for you. So Eastwood, Kirk Douglas, the ones that I think are in the running, really. Jack Nicholson, Chuck Norris, James Caan, Sean Connery. What about Harrison Ford? Harrison Ford had everything. He was... you know,
he's a tough guy in a lot of movies.
Han Solo, he's Indiana Jones. The ladies loved him. Mm. He was a tough guy, but
he was a great president of Air Force One.
He was right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if he's going to make it, but I think he deserves to be in the discussion.
It's weird. I feel like he's the same guy as Kevin Costner. They each have, like, they're pretty cool. They've done some pretty cool movie roles, but they're not, I don't feel like they're measuring up to.
Yeah, but at least Harrison Ford didn't do Tin
Cup. Nicholson, Eastwood.
You know?
Well, Harrison Ford has done all sorts of BS romantic little movies, too. Mm. He's got his embarrassing ones as well. Both of them are pretty good modern day. I don't think they're going to make it. 955-WBAB, as we make the list and knock it down to the starting five, man's men, Roger and JP, we are trying to make a starting five of the remaining Hollywood man's men, the guys who are just like Clint Eastwood, who just hold up and are truly a man's man. 955-WBAB, one more you want to add to the list? Go ahead.
Mel Gibson.
You know, I thought of Mel. He would have come up in this conversation instantly, like 5-10 years ago. Is he still making it?
I don't even know if he's allowed in Hollywood anymore. You know?
That's why I figured he'd be in top 10.
Yeah. I'll put him down.
All right, thank you.
What? Pat?
How about Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll put him down. I don't think he's going to make the five. We got to start crossing.
He's another one who 10 years ago would have been an instant. Well, in he would have come up right away. But he still wouldn't have made it.
But he doesn't compare against a Jack Nicholas and an Eastwood.
Jack Nicholson,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just not.
All right, let's narrow it down next to the starting five. Men from Hollywood. 955-WBAB as we take the starting five big list of Hollywood and the guys who are still a man's man and knock it down now to five. This is the tough part. All right. Good morning, BAB. What do you got? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is Dan.
Hey, Dan, Roger, JP, where are you from? Want to see if he can help us knock it down? And
Well, what did you have, Dan? What did you have, Dan?
I actually had like three. I had Samuel L. Jackson, Kurt Russell, and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Samuel L. didn't
come up yet. We have Stallone on here. Samuel is interesting. Wow.
He may not make the five, but he has to be mentioned in this discussion. All He's a modern day guy. It's pretty good.
You ready? You're going to help us with this real quick, okay? Just let us know who stays, who goes, and don't worry about the amount, okay?
All right.
Eastwood.
Definitely stays.
Kirk Douglas.
Nah.
Yep.
Okay. Jason Statham.
Stays.
Robert De Niro.
Definitely stays.
Schwarzenegger.
Absolutely stays.
Stallone.
No, I'll cancel him out.
Vin Diesel.
No way.
The Rock.
No. Mm.
Jack Nicholson.
Stays.
Chuck Norris.
Definitely stays.
James Caan.
Stays.
Sean Connery.
Stays.
Harrison Ford.
No.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Pacino.
Stays.
Redford.
No.
No.
Duvall.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Van Damme.
No.
Steven Seagal.
No.
Mel Gibson.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Is that all?
We only got to get rid of seven more. You really didn't do that much for us.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Later.
The man's man. There are not many of them, but the ones who are left in Hollywood are a lot are old school. There are a couple new guys. Who will be in the starting five?
Brett's going to get it to us. We got 12 left on the list. We got to knock it down to five right here. Brett, you're up. Ready?
Be brutal, Brett.
Who stays, who goes? Clint Eastwood.
Stays.
Jason Statham.
I like him, but he's gone.
Okay, Robert De Niro.
Keep him.
Schwarzenegger.
Gone.
Wow.
Nicholson.
Yes.
Chuck Norris.
Yes.
All right, hold on. James Caan.
Gone.
Wow. Sean Connery.
Stays for now.
Samuel L. Jackson. We're not getting this done.
Stays for now.
How many has he got?
Pacino.
We got six right now.
Pacino.
Pacino's gone.
Duvall.
Gone.
Gibson.
Gone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He's got to knock one out.
Eastwood, De Niro, Jack Nicholson, Chuck Norris, Sean Connery, Samuel Jackson.
De Niro's gone.
De Niro's gone.
Sick list.
So the five are the starting five man's men left in Hollywood in no particular order. Clint Eastwood, Jack Nicholson, Chuck Norris, Sean Connery, Samuel L. Jackson.
It's a pretty solid list. Of course, out of those 12, I think you could have made almost a pretty solid list out of any of the five.
Yeah.
That's a good bunch.
I'm going to go with it because it's got to end at some point, but I would love a little veto power on the Sean Connery thing.
Yeah, I think we all have different opinions.
That's just me.
But that's fine.
He was James Bond.
No, I gotcha. I would rather have...
we'll find out next.
I would rather have James Caan on there.
No.
Double shot Thursday.